The idea of the article is that effectively, if you want to be able to have a career and a family in the same measure that men do, which is what I meant by having it all, the most important thing is you have to be able to be in control of your own time, and you really need to have enough money to be able to buy care. And so there are certainly women, there are 15% of women who've made it to the top, and every single day we see women breaking more barriers. But if you look over time, we made enormous progress in the 70s and the 80s. The numbers of women at the top have been pretty much stuck for the last two decades. And what I'm arguing is we've gotten about as far as we can go with super women who can somehow do it all. Or, as I said, if you're in a career where you can manage your own time, you can get to the top early enough, you can do it. But for the vast majority of women, and for men, trying to hold down a job and take care of a family at the same time is really hard, and we need lots more help.
There's a kind of a feeling that this is a debate that maybe is only for a certain women, college-educated, in careers that make a certain amount of money. About 27% of Alabama's children live in poverty, and that's 4% higher than the national average. So how does this translate into places in the South where people don't really have as much economic opportunity?
It's such an important question, and it's one reason I don't actually use the frame having it all now. In the book I'm writing, I will not talk about having it all, because it, when so many people don't have the basics that they need, no matter how you define it, it's not the right frame. So here's how I think about it. As long as you talk about why there are not enough women at the top, which is where I started, it's where Sheryl Sandberg started, many people have, that is an elite discussion, because you are by definition talking about a group of women who have the opportunity to make it to the top of a corporation or politician or wherever. I like to think of it now as the real problem is that we do not value care and caregiving. At the top, if you are a career woman and you take time out for taking care of people, whether you're a woman or a man, you pay a penalty. We don't value care. We value work. If you're at the bottom and you are the caregiver and the breadwinner, the single mom or the single dad, you are much, much more likely to be in poverty than a single person, because we don't give you support for that caregiving. We don't recognize that if you are supporting your family, you need access to high-quality, affordable daycare. We don't recognize that if you need to be at home for your child or your parent or whatever, you need protection that you don't lose your job. So the way to think about this is not women versus men. It's to think all of us are at some point in our lives increasingly either earning a living or taking care of kids or parents or both. And what kind of social change and political change do we need to enable that for a healthy society?
You speak at many places all over the country. What particular resonance does your message have in our region?
Well, so that's a good question. I grew up in Virginia, so I feel very comfortable in the South. My family roots are all in North Carolina and then some in Kentucky. I think in some ways this is a message that resonates maybe in the South more than the North. Certainly, I do think that famous traditions of Southern hospitality, of the idea that there are things beyond work, of, you know, taking time, of enjoying a great meal. A lot of the traditional Southern culture, I think, is consistent with some of the changes we need to make, again, around valuing family. And again, I say family, the people you love. That can be your biological family, that can be your constructed family. But the idea that human connection and the love we bear each other and the taking care of each other is as important a part of life as succeeding in your career, I think there's some pretty deep Southern roots to that idea.